ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem. The Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis discusses what is considered Nechasim Merubim and what is Nechasim Muatim. Maskanas HaGemara, this is the sheet of the Chachamim, and this is how we paskin, that if there is enough Nechasim, Kedei Sheyezaynim Hem Elu V'Elu Ad Sheyibagru, enough nechasim that the banim and the banis will have mezainis until the age that the banis reach the age of bagrus. When it says elu ve'elu ad shibagru, it does not mean until the banim reach the age of bagrus. The age of bagrus is not negeya b'chal to the banim; it's only negeya to the banis. Until that age, they have a right to receive mezainis. And if there's enough for both the banim and the banis to have mezainis until the age that the banis reach the age of bagrus, that's called nechasim merubim. The Gemara then clarifies, and the Gemara says that if there's nechasim watim, there's not enough mezainis for both of them to live off until the banis reach the age of bagrus. This is called nechasim watim, and the lashon of the Mishnah is habanis yizoynu v'habanim yishulu ala psachim. The Gemara says this does not mean to say that the banis will get all of the money in this case, but that they'll only get enough that which they need for mezainis, as Rava explains, amarava mitzim lehem mezainis lebanis ad sheyibagru v'ashar lebanim. Now the Gemara then continues, Pshita merubin v'nismatu kvar zochu behem yorshim. Muwatin v'nisrabu mai. B'shus yorshim kaimi hilkoch b'shus yorshim shavuach. Oidil masluki misalki yorshim mehocha. As we'll see, there's a fundamental machlokes between the Rashbam and other Rishonim how to learn this Gemara. The Rashbam learns when the Gemara says, merubin v'nismatu kvar zochu behem yorshim, what the Gemara means to say is that b'shas misa we make a cheshbin how much the banis will need to have a mezainis until they reach the age of bagrus. And if the nechasim are nismatu, the Rashbam says either hikiru mezainis, the price of food went up, or niskalko and nechasim, the properties were damaged and they went down in value, and now they no longer are worth the amount that she needs to have mezainis until the age of bagrus. The din is kvarzoch b'hem yorshim, as the Rashbam explains, they only have a right to collect the amount of nechasim which at the time of the misa was enough for them to have mezainis. In other words, if, for example, the father left over 1,000 zuz worth of nechasim, and they needed for their mezainis 250 zuz, so they're zoich in 1/4, 25% of the nechasim, and the banim are zoich in the rest of the nechasim, 75%, so even if later on the nechasim are only worth 500 zuz, the banim still have schusim in 75%, and the banis in 25%, so the banim will get 375, and the banis will get 125, even though at this point it's not really enough for that which they need for the mezainis. This is how the Rashbam learns the pshitus of the Gemara that is pashed by merubim v'nismatu kvar zochim hem yarshim, and hemshach of the Gemara as well, the case of muatin v'nisrabu, where the Gemara had a suffix, whether we say b'shus yarshim kaimi or sluki misalku yarshim mehacha, there as well the Rashbam learns the Gemara similarly, that do we say and the nechasim are still in the hands of the banim, and therefore if there's a revach, there's a profit, they're the ones who are going to gain? Or do we say that the yorshim already were misalik themselves, the banis were the ones who are zeich in the nechasim, and therefore if they increased in value, the banis will end up getting more than the amount that they really need for the mezainis? They're already zeich in a specific amount of the nechasim, that which at the time of the misa was necessary for their mezainis, they'll get that nechasim regardless of whether it goes up in value, and they end up having more than they really need for their mezainis. On this suffix, the Gemara was pashed the shayla from the memra of Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Yisayim shekodmu mochru b'nechasim muatim, masher mochru mochru, since even by nechasim muatim, the din is that if the sons sell the nechasim, the mechir is valid. We'll see more about this behemshech, how the Rashbam learns this Gemara, but Rakapam, the Gemara is pashed that the nechasim are still considered to be in the rishus of the banim, different by the case of muatim v'nisrabu, the banis will not be the ones to gain from the increase in value of the karka. Rather, the banim will profit, and the banis will still only get the amount that they need for their mezainis. Now, the Shita Mekubetzas over here, he brings b'shem the Tosfos HaRosh, who argues on this Rashbam. And if we look in the Rosh, in the Psakim over here in the Gemara, we see also that he learned the Gemara differently. The kasha that he asks on the Rashbam is, how could the Rashbam say that by merubin v'nismatu, the Gemara says, kvar zochu behem yarshim, the Rashbam explains that the banis only get the chelik in the nechasim, which originally was enough for their mezainis. They retain that same chelik in the nechasim, even if eventually it will not suffice for the mezainis that they need. And this the Tosfos HaRosh asks, how could you say such a thing all of the nechasim which the father left over when he died are meshubid for the chiv mezainis to his daughters. The chiv mezainis is a tnai ksuba. Just like as far as the ksuba itself, we don't say such a thing. We don't say that the wife is zeiche to a certain amount of nechasim, the amount which is worth the amount of her ksuba at the time that the husband died. And if the property goes down later, she'll end up getting less than the amount in her ksuba. Rather, she maintains the schus to collect from any of his nechasim the entire amount of the ksuba, regardless of whether the nechasim went down in value. So too, as far as mezainis, which is a tenai ksuba, the same is true. All of the nechasim of the father are meshubah to this chiv mezainis. We don't say that she gets the chelik of the nechasim, which at the time of the death is what she needs for her mezainis, and that she'll end up losing out if those nechasim go down in value. Because of this kasha, the Tosfos Rosh argues on the Rashbam, and he learns a different pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Pshita merubin v'nismatu kfar zocha b'hem yorshim, he explains this means to say if originally there were merubin, there were enough nechasim for the sons and the daughters to have mezainis until the age of Bagrus, then afterwards they went down in value. Kfar zocha b'hem yorshim means to say it was already established that we consider this Yerusha nechasim merubim, and if that status of nechasim merubim will remain, the din of nechasim merubim, that the banim themselves can eat mezainis, and that the banis come to get their mezainis from the banim, they both continue eating until there's nothing left. So even though later on it became nechasim muwatim, and by nechasim muwatim we know the din is that the banis have precedence, they get whatever they need mezainis, and the sons only get if there's something left. Here, since at the time of the Misa it was nechasim merubim, it was already established that we're going to treat this Yerusha as nechasim merubim, therefore we'll allow the banim to eat along with the banis, even though eventually the nechasim will run out, and there will come a point in time that there's not enough money left for the banis to have mezainis. Now the Hamshach HaGemara as well, the Tosfos Rosh argues on the Rashbam. The case of Mu'atim v'Nisrabu, we explain the sheet of the Rashbam. Do we say that the banis were already zeicha to a certain chelik in the nechasim, and if those nechasim go up in value, the banis will profit, they'll end up getting more than their mezainis? Here again, the Tosfos Rosh argues, he says there is no such tzad that the banis will get more than that which they need for their mezainis. He explains because they weren't actually zeicha in any nechasim, they only have a schus to collect that which they need for their mezainis. So even if we did designate certain nechasim, the most of these nechasim do not become theirs, and therefore they definitely will not profit. If these nechasim go up in value, they're not going to end up getting more than that which they need for their mezainis. So what is the Gemara's shayla of muatim v'nistrabu mai? So the Tosfos Rosh explains that here again, the suffix of the Gemara is how to treat these nechasim. Should we look at them as nechasim merubim or nechasim muatim? At the time of the Misa, these were nechasim muatim. After they went up in value, now there's nechasim merubin. And the question is, should we say that they retain their status of nechasim muatim, where the din is that we originally give of everything that the banis will need for their mezainis, and the banim only get if there's anything left, they get the extra? Or should we treat this as nechasim merubim, that the banim hold on to the nechasim, and they can eat from the nechasim for their mezainis, and the banis come to the banim to get what they need for their mezainis? And the Tosfos Rosh continues, and he says, what nafkamina is there? Either way, according to either side, there's enough for the banis to get the mezainis that they need until the age of Bagrus, and the banim will get everything else. So he explains the nafkamina will be what happens if eventually it goes back down in value, and now again it's nechasim muatim. So if we say that originally when it went up to nechasim merubim, it changed its status and it got a din of nechasim merubim, so we'll allow at this point for the banim to eat from these nechasim without setting aside everything that the banis will need for their mezainis, and therefore if eventually the nechasim go back down in value, the banis may end up not having everything they need for their mezainis. If, however, we don't treat it as nechasim merubim, rather since it started off as nechasim muatim, it retains the status of nechasim muatim, so the deal will be that the banim cannot get anything unless we first set aside everything the banis will need for all of their mezainis, and only after that the banim can begin to eat from the nechasim. Therefore, even though if the nechasim do not go back down in value, it will make the nafkamina because there's enough for both of them. If, however, the nechasim do go back down in value, since Be'etzim there's a din of nechasim muatim over here, the banim will not be able to eat anything if there's not going to be enough for the banis to have mezainis until the age of Bagrus. This was the suffix of the Gemara according to the Tosfos Rosh, and on this the Gemara Bararaya, since the din is that if the Yisayim will sell the nechasim, even if they're nechasim muatim, the mechir is a good mechira, we see that even by nechasim muatim, we still consider the nechasim to be in the hands of the banim. Therefore, if it's muatim v'nisrabu, we'll consider it to be nechasim merubim, and the banim will be able to eat mezainis along with the banis. So this is the two mahalchim in the sugyo, the mahalch of the Rashbam and the mahalch of the Rosh. This Rosh is in the Psakim as well, as we mentioned in Simin Beis, and the Agoyis Hashri over there on the side of the Rosh, he brings that the Rivam and the Rashbam argue they learned the Gemara differently, as we explained the Rashbam previously. The Torah in Evin Ezra, Simon Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Yud Gimel, and Sif Yud Dalet, he brings these two shitas, the shita of the Rashbam and the shita of the Rosh. Now try to get a better understanding what is the pshat in the shita of the Rashbam, and it seems that there are two mahalchim to understand his shita. The Rishash is sad to say that even the Rashbam will be moideh in a case where originally they were nechasim merubim, then afterwards they went down in value. If they're still nechasim merubim, even after they went down in value, there's still enough for the banim and the banis to have mezainis until the banis reach the age of bagrus. There the Rashbam would be maskim that we're going to give the banis the mezainis that they need until the age of bagrus. Even though the way the Rashbam explained the Gemara, it would seem that the Gemara is saying that we establish at the time of the Misa how much of the nechasim the banis will need in order for them to have mezainis. That's the amount of nechasim that they get, and even if those nechasim go down in value, they're not going to get any other nechasim. Still, there is a tzad to say, the Rashash says, that the Rashbam only means in a case where originally there were nechasim merubim and now there are nechasim muatim, meaning now there's not enough for both the banim and the banis to have mezainis until bagrus. That's what the Gemara says, that each one gets the chelek that they were supposed to get at the time of the Misa. As the Rashbam says, v'chol ma shechosru hanechasim chisru lebanis ulebanim, v'kol echa kefi chalka heroi loy. Each one will end up losing out proportionally according to the amount of nechasim that he got originally at the time of the Misa. And the truth is that it would seem that this is muchach to say like this, b'das the Rashbam, because why does the Gemara speak dafka about a case of merubin v'nismatu? As the Rashbam himself explains in Dibur Maschil Pshita, that the case of the Gemara is, originally it was nechasim merubin, enough for the mezainis of both of them, and the lashon nismatu doesn't simply mean that they went down in value, rather as the Rashbam himself explains, ein b'hem k'dei mazon elu ve'elu ad shi'bagru. They became nechasim muatim, not enough for both of them to have mezainis until the age of bagrus. Why does the Gemara speak dafka about this case of merubin v'nismatu, and not simply about a case where it was merubin, but it went down slightly in value? L'cher the same din would be true, each one will lose out kefi chalkai. This would be mashmur like the Rishash, that only in this case where it became nechasim muatim, after they went down in value, there was not enough for both of them to have mezainis until the age of bagrus. That's where the din is that each one was zeicha kefi chalkai, and they'll both end up losing out. Hashenkein, if it was merubin and it went down in value, but there still is enough for both of them to have mezainis, there we're not going to say that the bunnies were only zeicha in a specific chelik, and when that chelik goes down, they lose out and they don't even get enough for their mezainis. And here the Gemara would be maskim that they still get enough for the mezainis that they need until the age of bagrus. Al kapam, this mahalach of the Rishash seems to be meduik in the Rashbam and in the lashon of the Gemara. However, we need further hesber. What would be the pshat in this? Why would we say that dafka in a case where the nechasim went down and now there's only nechasim muatim, there we say that the bunnies only get the chilek which they would have gotten b'shas misa. Now that that chilek went down, they take the loss. Hashenkin, if it's still nechasim merubin, there's still enough for both of them to have mezainis. Then we don't say this, that the bunnies were only zeicha to a certain chilek, and they take a loss when that chilek goes down. Now there is a mahalach and achreinim had to understand the shita of the Rashbam in the sugya to explain what is the pshat, why we say that the chilek that the bunnies were supposed to get at the time of the Misa, that's the chilek that they retain, even if it goes down in value, they're the ones who take the loss. However, kipshuta, according to this mahalach of the achreinim, there is no chilek whether after the nechasim went down in value, they went to the point of nechasim muatim, or they still are nechasim merubim. Rather, either way, we'll say that they're already zeicha b'shas misa to a certain chelek, and if that chelek goes down, they always take the hefsid. And this pshat in the achreinim is based on that which we spoke in the previous shir, how to understand that the chiv mezainis, which is chal, at the time the father dies, the which the banis have a schus to collect from his nechasim for mezainis. One tzad was that the entire chiv is chal immediately. At the time the father dies, the banis have a right to collect all of the nechasim that they're going to need for their mezainis until the age of bagrus. Or is it pshat that they have a right to collect whatever they need for mezainis, but ba'esim the chiv is only to collect the mezainis that they need for that day, the next day is the mezainis, that chiv was not yet chal. We also explained further that on the first tzad, according to the tzad to say that the entire chiv is chal at once, we could understand that the pshat is that it's begeder yerusha. This takana darabanan, which is part of the Tanai Ksuba, that the banis could collect for the nechasim whatever they need for the mezainis, it could be the pshat is that the rabbanim were mafkiya the din yerusha from the banim, and they gave that chelik of the yerusha which the banis will need for their mezainis, they gave it directly to the banis. We mentioned in the previous shir the shita of the Ritva seems to understand that this gufa is a chelik between nechasim merubim and nechasim muatim. If it's nechasim muatim, then we give directly the nechasim that are going to be needed for the mezainis directly to the banis, and they get it as part of their yerusha. In other words, we mafkia the schus of the banim to yarshin the chelik, and we give that to the banis. There the banim get everything by Yerusha, we weren't mafkia the din Yerusha deiraisa, and the banis come to be goyve, they come to collect that which they need for the mezainis from the banim. This shitva holds al derech revi shem in the sugya, that the chelik between nechasim merubim and nechasim mewatim is the bay nechasim merubim, all of the nechasim stay by the banim, and the banis come to collect their mezainis from the banim. We right away give some of the nechasim, we set it aside either to the banis or to apotropos who holds on to it for them. That chelik of the nechasim we never give to the banim. The Tva holds Arderach Liz Rishenim, and he explains the geder, the bay nechasim watim, the banis get it midin Yerusha, Mashenke bay nechasim merubim, the banim get their din Yerusha deraisa, and the banis come to collect the chayv of mezainis from the banim. And as we'll see behemshech kipshutai, the Rashbam holds not like Rav Rishenim. And the Rashbam holds that even by Nechasim Merubim, we right away take some of the Nechasim and we set it aside for the Banis. The Rashbam will have to have a different pshat. What does the Mishnah mean to be Mechayik between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Mewatim? We'll get back to this point later, but I'll kapanim, if we understand the Rashbam that way, that even by Nechasim Merubim, we immediately set aside some of the Nechasim and we give it to the Banis for their Mezainis, we could explain that the pshat in the Rashbam is, he would hold that both by Nechasim Merubim and by Nechasim Mewatim, the din is that the banis get it midin Yerusha. They have a schus to collect everything that they need immediately at the time of the Misa. They have a schus to take those nechasim, and we mafkir the din Yerusha midereisa from the banim, and we gave it to the banis. If so, we can understand the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, merubim v'nismatu kfar zocha v'hem yorshim. This means that at the time of the Misa, the banim are zeicha to a certain chelek, and the banis are zeicha to a certain chelek. We mafkir the Yerusha of a certain chelek to give it to the banis, that which they're going to need for their mezainis. But anything else beyond that, that goes directly to the banim, and the banis do not have any schus to be teveya from that for their mezainis. Therefore, even if the nechasim that they got, the chelik that they got, which originally was enough for their mezainis, if later on it went down in value, they take that loss, their chelik went down in value, and there's no schus for them to go and be goyve anymore from the chelik which was designated originally for the banim as part of their Yerusha. This is how the Rashbam understood the Gemara, merubim v'nismatu kvar zacha behem yarshim. Now, based on this, the way we're explaining this machlokes rishonim, the Rashbam connected the other rishonim, how it works when there's nechasim merubim, it would come out that there's two ways of explaining this line of the Gemara, merubim v'nismatu kfar zacha behem yarshim. According to the sheet of the Rosh, and this would fit with the rishonim that understand that the chilik between nechasim merubim and nechasim muatim are how we give the Yerusha, do we give it directly to the banim, and the banis come to collect from them, or do we give it directly to the banis, or to someone to hold it on behalf of them. According to them, the Lashon Kfar Zacha Behem Yarshim would mean that the banim were already zeicha to get all of the nechasim, they got it within Yerusha, and now the banis have to come and collect from them. The banis don't get anything directly, since B'Shas Misa it was already established that these nechasim are considered to be nechasim merubim. The Rashbam, however, does not understand this way, because according to the Rashbam, both by nechasim merubim and by nechasim watim, we separate the chelik and we give it to the banis, that which they're going to need for their mezainis, so he could not learn Kfar Zacha Behem Yarshim, that the Yarshim were ready zeicha in everything because it's considered to be nechasim merubim. The Rashbam has a different pshat. Kfar zacha behem yarshim means that the banim were ready zeicha in their chelik, since the way chiyuv mezainis works is that the banis get a certain chelik of the Yerusha, that's what's used for the mezainis, and not that they go to the banim and take away from the chelik that the banim got. So kfar zacha behem yarshim means the chelik that the banim got, that already is no longer meshubah to the banis. The chelik that the banis got, that's what they get for their mezainis. And if it goes down in value, they're going to end up not having enough for their mezainis, but they still will not be able to go to the banim and take anything away from the chelik that the banim got as part of their Yerusha. The next piece of the Gemara had a suffix by Mu'atan v'Nisrabu, according to the Rashbam. Here again, the suffix was, maybe they're zeich in a certain chelik b'shas misa, and that could work even for their benefit. If that chelik goes up in value, the banim would not be able to come to them and take that away, even though now it's already worth beyond that which they need for their mezainis. So here the Gemara brings a raya, now which the din is that if the Yusayim sell, the banim sell the nechasim, by nechasim watim, the mechir is kayam, we see that the banim still maintain certain schusim over these nechasim, therefore included in these schusim is, if eventually there is extra, which the banis do not need for their mezainis, the banim will have a right to take away that extra. Now I'll discuss another point on this member of Rav Asi Omer Rav Yechanan, Yusayim shekadmu mochru b'nechasim watim mashem mochru mochru. So the Rashbam over here says, Yusayim Shekadmu, Kaidim Shehemidu Banis Bedin Umachru afil benachasim motim mashem machru machru. Apparently, the Rashbam is being medayik in the lashon of kodmu. Yisayim shekodmu machru. Kodmu means that it was before the hamada bedin, and mashmois of the Rashbam is. And we see this how Tosfos over here in the sugya and Dibur Maschil Yisayim understood medas the Rashbam that this din is true dafka before hamada bedin. Once it's ready hamada bedin and Bezdin sets aside nechasim for the bunnies to have to get their mezainis from. Then really this din does not apply. If the Yusayim sell these nechasim, then really the mechira is not a good mechira. This is the sheet of Rashi as well, in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, as well as in Seita Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. In both of these places, the identical Gemara appears. And Rashi in both of these places says, we're talking about before there was a Hamad Bedin. Mashmois says clearly that once there's a Hamad Bedin already, then this din no longer applies. Taisus, however, in Ersuya argues on this. He brings a number of rayas. We won't get into the rayas right now. But Tosfos proves that this din is true even after Hamada Bedin. And one of the tainas that Tosfos has on Rashi is that the way Rashi and Rashbam learn that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Dafka Koidim Hamada Bedin, then obviously the Gemara was only Pesha the Shaila, the Shaila of Muatim v'Nisrabu Mai. Obviously the Gemara is answering only in a case where it was Nisraba before the Hamada Bedin. If we're proving from Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan the fact that Yerushim can sell it, that's a right that it's still in the Rishus. If Rabbi Yosef Amar Bechin was talking about selling it before the Hamad Bedin, obviously we're coming to use that as a raya only to the case of Kaidim Hamad Bedin. If it went up in value, then we'll say that it's still in the Rishus of the Yarshim. And Taisa asks, if so, let the Gemara still ask, Motim and Nisraba, what happens if it was Nisraba after the Hamad Bedin? Do we say Rishus Yarshim Kaimi, or do we say Sluki Misaki Yarshim Eihacha? Again, there are two Mahalchim in the Shaila of the Gemara. According to the Rashbam, the Shaila of the Gemara was, there's a tzad to say that the bunnies should be the ones to profit. If the chek they were supposed to get went up in value, maybe they could keep it even though it's worth more than their mezainis. Or do we say no, the banim still have a schus and they'll keep the extra? According to the sheet of the other Yishayim, the Rosh, the Shaila of the Gemara was, do we say that these nechasim changed their status? Originally it was the status of nechasim muatim, now that it was nisraba, maybe it gets the status of nechasim merubim. According to either one of these mahalchim, the Gemara still can have a Shaila. What happens if it was nisraba after the Hamad Bedin? According to Rashi and the Rashbam, the Rav Asiyom Rabbi Yechon was talking about a case, the Yisayim sold the Nechassim before the Hamad Bedin. If they would sell the Nechassim after the Hamad Bedin, it would not be a good Mechira. We don't have a Rai from Rav Asiyom Rabbi Yechon, so we could still have the same Shaila, what will be in the case of Muatan Vinisrabu after the Hamad Bedin. From here, Tosfos proves that our Karchach Rav Asiyom Rabbi Yechon was talking about even selling the Nechassim after the Hamad Bedin. And therefore, the Gemara was pushed to the Shaila, what in Vinisrabu, whether it's Nisrabu before the Hamad Bedin or even after the Hamad Bedin, either way it's still considered to be in the Rishus of the Banim, since if they would sell the Nechasim, the Mechira would be Chal. Now, although we will not offer right now a Teretz for this Kasha, which Tosfos asks on Rashi and the Rashbam, however, we will try to understand what exactly is the Yesod HaMachlokes between the Shittas of the Rishonim and the Shittah of Rashi and the Rashbam, about whether Mechira helps after we already gave it, we already had a Hamad Bedin, and gave Nechasim to the Banis. The first thing we have to be makdim that we discussed previously in the sheet of the Rashbam, this is how we explained in the case of Merubim v'Nismatu. The pshat is that the chi of mezainis is begeder Yerusha, and therefore if at the time of the Misa there were nechasim and Merubim, so a certain percentage of the nechasim go directly to the banim, and the banim have a schus in the other chilik of the nechasim. If eventually the nechasim will go down in value, the banim will no longer have a schus to get from the chilik which the banim got by Yerusha for their mezainis. They only have a schus to the original percentage of the Yerusha, which was enough for their mezainis. If that goes down in value, they'll end up not having enough for their mezainis. We explained the pshat is because the chiv of mezainis is not a chiv that the banis have to collect from the banim, or the zeich in the nechasim, whatever nechasim they're zeich in, if those nechasim go down in value, they have to take the loss. And here we see the shita of the Rashbam, by the case of Muatan v'Nisrabu, we don't say that the banis will gain if their nechasim go up in value, as the Gemara brings the raya that the mechira of the banim will work. According to the Rashbam, this means to say before the Hamad Bedin, and the Chayr, even before the Hamad Bedin, why would the mechira of the banim work? The Chayr, we should say, as we said before, that the banis are zeicha in the nechasim, the amount that they need for their mezainis, that chelik they get be Yerusha, and therefore even if it goes up in value, they should gain, and even if the sons sell the chelik, the mechira should not be a good sale. So we have to be meisif. That which we said originally, the Pshat and the Rashbam, that the bunnies have a din Yerusha for the Nechasim which are necessary for their Mezainis. The Pshat is, and this is discussed in the Sefer Yeshua's David from Rav David Perversky, that we don't mean to say that it's a regular din Yerusha, and that the banis have a full kinyan in those nechasim. Because we know that the din is that if these banis get married, they no longer have a schus to get mezainis. Therefore, if there will be nechasim which are designated for their mezainis, but then the banis will get married before the mezainis is used up, the din surely is that the banim take that mezainis back. Obviously, it's not a full kinyan that the banis have. Rather, the pshat is that there are certain nechasim which they have a schus in those nechasim, a shiva to collect from those nechasim for their mezainis. This is still different than a chayiv. A chayiv, the pshat is that ba'etzim the banim own the nechasim, they get a full yerusha on those nechasim, just since the father owed money to the Baal Chayiv has a right to collect from these nechasim. Over here, it's not the pshat that the banis are coming to collect a chayiv, rather part of the din of the yerusha is that the banis also have certain schusim in the inheritance. Whatever amount of the inheritance which is necessary for their mezainis, they have a schus to get that inheritance. But again, it's not a full kinyan, therefore if eventually they do not need these nechasim, they will go back to the banim. This is the pshat of that which the Gemara says, Yisayim shekadmu machru b'nechasim mu'atim, mashemachru machru, even though we explained previously in the Rashbam that the banis have certain dinim in the Yerusha over here, still it's not the pshat that they have a full kinyan in these nechasim, it's just that they have rights to take from the Yerusha what they need for their mezainis. But still, the nechasim are be'etzim in the reshus of the banim, therefore if l'maisa they sell them, the mechir would be chal. And that was the Gemara's right to the case of Mu'atim v'Nisrabu, that also if they went up in value before the Hamad Abedin, the banim will be the ones to gain from the increase in value. As we explained, the banim do not have a full kinyan in these nechasim, rather part of the dinim of this Yerusha is that whatever nechasim will be necessary for them to use for the mezainis, they'll have a right to take those nechasim. Now this is all in the case of Mu'atim v'Nisrabu before the Hamad Abedin, or alternatively in the case where the sons sold the nechasim before the Hamad Abedin. However, as we pointed out, the Rashbam is mavur, after Hamad Abedin, the din will be that the mechira of the sons will not be a good mechira, and hu adin also if it's Mu'atim v'Nisrabu after the Hamad Abedin, the daughters will be the ones to gain from this increase in value. The pshat in the Rashbam would be that from that point, once Beis Din paskens how much of the nechasim are necessary for her mezainis, then already Beis Din take that amount of the nechasim and put it into her reshus, and they give her a full-fledged kinyan on those nechasim. Therefore, if now they'll go up in value, she'll be the one to gain. And from this point also, the sons will no longer have a schus, will no longer be able to sell these nechasim. This is the sheet of the Rashbam, why he holds that after the Hamad Bedin, a mechir doesn't help, and the banis will gain from the increase in the value. And what is the pshat in the sheet of Taisus and the Rishonim who argue on the Rashbam? So the Rabbeinu Yoin over here explains the sheet of Taisus, and he says, and this is his lashon, he's talking even after the Hamad Abedin, even after Beis Din gave certain karkois to the banis, still the din is that these karkois are considered to be becheskas the banim, as long as the banis have not yet sold these karkois. And he continues, ve'ein Beis Din magvin the banis laknoisim lehem el harshoisim b'mechir l'mezoinis. When Beis Din gives karkois to the banis, it's not the pshat that Beis Din is giving them a full kinyan in these karkois. Rather, what Beis Din is doing is allowing them to sell these karkois in order to get the money and take it for their mezainis. In other words, Rabbeinu Yoin is saying, even after the gviyah of Beis Din, it's still not considered a full kinyan that the banis have in these karkois. The karkois is still considered to belong to the banim, and for that reason the banim can still sell them, or in this case, even if it's Mu'atim v'Nisrabu, they're considered to be in the reshus of the banim, legabi dis ribuy. The pshat is because Beis Din never gave it to the banis, all they really did was gave a shus to the banis to sell these karkois and use the money for the mezainis. Therefore, as long as the karkois have not yet been sold, they're still in the reshus of the banim. Now, although Rabbeinu Yoin does not speak out this point, b'stama the pshat in that which he's saying is that since even if we evaluate how much of the karkois will be necessary for the banis, l'maisa, we still don't know if in the end she really will need all of this, because perhaps she'll get married, then she'll forfeit her right for mezainis. For that reason, Rabbeinu Yoin understands that we never really give her a full kinyan on any karka. All we're giving her is a right to sell it and use the money for her mezainis. Now, with that, the Rashbam, we have to understand, the Rashbam, as we explained, he holds, once there's a Hamad Abedin, Beis Din give them, the banis, a full kinyan on these karkois. Well, the Maisa does happen if they get married, and it turns out that they don't need all these nechasim for their mezainis. But some in that case, they will have to give it back to the banim. How Maisa does this work if we're understanding that they had a full kinyan in these nechasim? So we'll leave that b'tarachin, barak upon him. This is the Yisrael Machlekes between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Yoin and Taisvis. The Rashbam held that once there's a Hamad Abedin, they have a full kinyan. And therefore, if the banim sell the nechasim, the mechira is not valid. And if the nechasim go up in value, they'll be the ones to profit. Taisus and Rabbi Yonah, however, they held even after Bezdin gives the nechassim, it's not a full kinyan in these nechassim. Bezdin is just telling them that they can sell these nechassim and have right to use the money which they get from the sale for their mezainis. Therefore, according to Taisus, even after the Hamad Bedin, the sons can still sell these nechassim, and if it's Muatan v'nisrabu, the sons will be the ones to gain. Now we'll take a look at that which Taisus says over here in the end of Dibur Maschol Yosemim Shekodmu Umochru, after they argue on the Rashbam and they say that this din, that the Mechira is Chal, even by Nechasim Muatim, and even after Hamad Bedin, Bezdin already gave the Banis some of the Nechasim, still the din is that if the sons will sell these Nechasim, the Mechira is Chal. Taisus then asks Akash and he says, V'im Taimar, Kivan de Menechasim Muatim Nami Mashem Machru Machru, Afilu Kvar Tafsu, even if they have Nechasim already, still the din is that the Mechira is Chal. If so, Taisus asks, Ma Chilig Yesh, Bein Nechasim Merubim, Le Nechasim Muatim. De Bein Nechasim Merubim Nami Nere, She'ein Mutar Limkar Ulafkiya Mezenis. Taisus adds another Hanacha, and that is, that even by Nechasim Merubim, still the din is, that Lechat Chilig, we do not allow the Banim to sell Nechasim. We're afraid that there's not going to be enough for their Mezenis. And therefore, what difference is there between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Muatim? By both of them, the din is that lechatchila, the sons cannot sell the nechasim, and by both of them, the din also is that if they do sell the nechasim, b'diavad the mechira is valid. Now, the Zmachaykas Achrein had to understand what exactly Taisus is bothered by over here. The Maharsha explains that Taisus is not bothered what is the pshat in the Mishnah itself, that which the Mishnah is mechalik between the nechasim merubim and nechasim muatim. We explained in the previous year that kamat all of the Rishonim asked this kasha, why does the Mishnah split it into two? What lemaisa is the chilek between nechasim merubim and nechasim muatim? Either way, the din is that the banis have the first rights. They have a right to collect from mezainis from these nechasim, and only if there's left over, then the banim will get it. What difference is there between a nechasim merubim and nechasim muatim? And Kamat all the Rishonim answer this kasha by saying that by nechasim muatim, so right away we take some of the nechasim, we set it aside, and we give it to the banis to be used for their mezainis. Hashenkin by nechasim merubim, there all the nechasim stay in the reshus of the banim, as we explained that they get their din yerusha, which is the din yerusha deraisa. The rabbanim did not want to be mafkia that din yerusha, and therefore the banim get all of the nechasim, and the banis come to the banim to collect that which they need for their mezainis. And the Mashal says Taisus is not meaning to ask this kasha, what chilek is there in the mishnah between the nechasim rubim and nechasim watim? In other words, Taisus could be maskim to the chilek of the rishonim. Rather, what Taisus is bothered by is, and the Mashal explains, the member of Rav Asi Omer Rav Yechanan. Rav Asi Omer Rav Yechanan says, Yisayim shekodmu mochru b'nechosim muatim asher mochru mochru. He's bothered by why does Rav Asi Omer Rav Yechanan speak b'dafka about a case of nechosim muatim if the same din is also true by nechosim merubim. This is how the Mashal explains the kasha of Taisvis, and the terutzim that Taisvis gives will be coming to answer the gabi the member of Rav Asi Omer Rav Yechanan. L'maisa the Rishash says that the words of the Mashal are mugumgamim, are difficult to understand. And Mustamba, what the Rishash is bothered by is, how does the second Taisus of Taisus fit? If this is what Taisus meant to ask, L'cher, there is no way of understanding the second Taisus of Taisus. L'maisa, a number of other Achronim, including the Bir Hagro, in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Kuf, Yud Beis, Sifkot, and Chof Aleph, as well as the Rishash himself, they understand that Taisus is coming to ask, what is the Pshat in the Mishnah? The same Kasha of the Rishonim, why is the Mishnah Mechalik between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Muatim? And this Taisus gives two terutzim. The first Taisus says is that there is a chilek that by nechasim merubim yecholin limkar letzerich gadol, av by nechasim muatim ein yecholin limkar klal. By nechasim merubim, there are certain times that we will allow the banim to sell the nechasim even lechatchila. Taisus does not explain what is considered a tzerich gadol. However, the Mashal brings that the Mordechai, who says similar to Taisus, he says a tzerich gadol will be, for example, the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim. Then the din will be that by nechasim merubim, lechatchila will allow the banim to sell the nechasim. Mashenki by nechasim muatim, even for a tzerich gadol like pidyon shvuyim, we would not allow them to sell the nechasim lechatchila. Like we see in our sligah, if b'diyeved they sold the nechasim, then really the mechira is chal. That's the first teretz of Taisvis. And the second teretz of Taisvis is that the chilek between a nechasim merubim and nechasim muatim is seen in this case where it was originally nechasim merubim. And then it was Nismatu, now it's Nechasim Muatim. So if it would have started off as Nechasim Muatim, the Banim would not have gotten anything. All of it would have gone to the Banis. Now that it started as Nechasim Merubim, so if it would not have gone down in value, there would have been no Nafkamina, Either way, there's enough for the bunnies to get for the mezainis, and the banim will get everything that's remaining. However, if it was nechasim mubim and then it went down to nechasim muatim, so in that case, and since it was already established at the time of Misa to be considered nechasim merubim, so the sons and the daughters will be supported equally from these nechasim. Here's a clear case where there's a nafkamina between the nechasim merubim and nechasim muatim. This is, as we mentioned before, the raya of the Rishash. This last teres of Tosis is not mashma, he's coming to answer the member of Ravasi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, like the Mashal suggested to explain Tosis. If what Tosis was asking was, why does Ravasi Omer Rabbi Yochanan speak about a case of Kadmu Mochru ben Nechasim Muatim, if the same din is also equally true by Nechasim Merubim, if this was the kasha of Tosis, so Bishma, the first teres of Tosis we understand, is the Chilik Legabe Mechira between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Muatim. However, the second teres of Tosis has nothing to do with Mechira. From here, the Achrenim understood that Tosis meant to ask the Kasha, what is Bechal HaChilik in the Mishnah between Nechasim Rubim and Nechasim Muatim? And this Tosis gives two terutzim. One teres, that by Nechasim Rubim there will be certain times that will allow the sons to sell the Nechasim even the Chathchila, Vashenkin by Nechasim Muatim. And the second teres of Tosis, the Nafkamina is in the case where it started out as Nechasim Rubim, and then it was Nismai, there the din is that the Banim and the Banis will eat equally, and the Banis will end out with not enough for their mezainis. Hashenkin by Nechasim Muatim, the other din is that the Banis eat, and the Banimim will be Yishlu ala Psachim. Now, just add that the Rashbam in Dibur Maschal Amenosai is also mashmer that he held, not like the Rishainim, who say a chelik between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Muatim, that by Nechasim Merubim, all of the Nechasim stay by the Banim, and the Banis come to collect for their mezainis from the Banim. Hashenkin by Nechasim Muatim, we separate some Nechasim and we give it over either to the Banis or to an apotropos to hold it for them. The mashmais of the Rashbam over there is that even by Nechasim Merubim, also we separate some of the Nechasim. In the Sefer Teres Chaim, he points this out on the Rashbam, that the Rashbam holds not like the Rishonim, and the Tosfos Rosh as well, which is brought on the sheet of Mekubetes over here in the next Sugya, by the case of Amonosi Ma'u Shetamayi ben Nechasim, he brings this Rashbam, and he also argues for this reason. He says the Rashbam is mashmur that by Nechasim Merubim, you separate some of the Nechasim. According to the Rashbam, also we have to understand how he's going to answer this kasha of the Rishonim, what is the chilik in the Mishnah between the Nechasim Rubim and Nechasim Muatim. So there are a few options how to explain the Rashbam. Firstly, you could hold like one of the terutzim of Tosfos, either that the chilik is by Nechasim Rubim, sometimes will allow the Banim to sell the Nechasim even the Chathchila, or like the second teretz of Tosfos, that the Nafkamina is in the case of Merubim v'Nismatu. There is, however, another option of answering the Rashbam. What is the chilik between the Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Muatim? And that is, if we understand the Tosfos, the kasha of Tosfos, not like the Marsha, rather the way the other Achronim learn, when Tosfos comes to ask what is the chilik between the Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Muatim, he's not asking on the member of Ravasi Omer Rav Yochanan, rather he's asking on the Mishnah, and Tosfos Minei Ubei is the mashma that this kasha is only difficult because of that which Tosfos argues in the Rashbam, and Tosfos holds Masha Machru Machru means even in the case of the Zredi Hamad Bedin. Mashmais of Tosfos is that if you hold like the Rashbam, that this din of Ravasi Omer Rav Yochanan, that the Mechir is Chal B'diyeved, that's only true before the Hamad B'din. Once there's already Hamad B'din, then even B'diyeved, the Mechir is Nachal. Mashmais of Tosfos is, if so, we understand, this itself is a chilik between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Muatim. In other words, that by Nechasim Merubim, the din will be, that even if they sell the Nechasim after the Hamad B'din, still the Mechir will be Chal. Hashenkin by Nechasim Muatim, according to the Rashbam, only before the Hamad B'din, that's when we say that the Mechir is Chal B'diyeved. Hashenkin, once there's Hamad B'din, and Bezdin already gave some Nechasim to the Banais to use for their Mezainis, then already the din will be that B'diyeved, if the sons sell the Nechasim, the Mechir is Nachal. This itself could be the explanation in the Mishnah, by Nechasim Merubim, Habanim Yirshu, V'Habanis Yizaynu. That will mean to say that the Nechasim are considered to be in the Rishus of the Banim, even if there already is Hamad B'din, and we set aside some Nechasim to be used for the Banis for their Mezainis, still the din is, these Nechasim are considered to still be in the Rishus of the Banim, and therefore if the Banim sell the Nechasim, B'diyev, the Mechir is Chal. Hashenkin by Nechasim Muatim, there once we set aside Nechasim to give to the Banis for their Mezainis, there even B'diyeved, if the Banim sell the Nechasim, the Mechir is Nachal. And the side of the Chilik would be that there would be a difference between that which we set aside Nechasim by Nechasim Merubim to give to the Banis, to that which we set aside by Nechasim Muatim. By Nechasim Muatim, when we give them Nechasim for their Mezainis, we give them a full kinyan in these Nechasim. Therefore, if the Banim will try to sell them afterwards, the Mechir will not be Chal. Hashenki by Nechasim Merubim, even though the Rashbam would hold that there also we set aside nechasim and give it to the banis for their mezainis, but there it would be a different geder. There the pshat would be similar to that which we quoted earlier from Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina was talking about nechasim muatim, and he explained the pshat is the reason why if the son sells the nechasim, the evidence is a good mechira. The pshat is because even when we gave nechasim to the banis to be used for their mezainis, it's not the pshat that we gave a full kinyan on these nechasim, rather we only gave the banis a schus mechira. They could sell these nechasim in order to use the money for their mezainis. So again, Rabbeinu Yoina was talking about nechasim muatim. He argues on the Rashbam, and he holds that even by nechasim muatim, the din is that even after Hamad Bedin, if we give some nechasim to the banis, if the banim afterwards go and sell those nechasim, b'dyevad the mechira ischal, but akalpanim, we could use a similar hagdar b'das the Rashbam to explain the chilek between nechasim rubim and nechasim muatim. By nechasim muatim, the Rashbam holds, not like Rabbeinu Yoina, when we give some nechasim to the banis for their mezainis, the other pshat is that we give them a full kinyan in these nechasim. Therefore, the Rashbam holds that the mechira of the banim is nachal. But by nechasim merubim, the Rashbam would hold like this hagadar of Rabbeinu Yoina, even though the Rashbam holds that we do set aside some nechasim and give it to the banis, but it's a different hagadara. There it's not a full kinyan in these nechasim. There the pshat is that it's only a schus mechira. And for that reason, the Rashbam holds that by nechasim merubim, there even after we do set aside some nechasim and give it to the banis, still the din is that b'diyeva the mechir of the banim is chal. Akapanim, the mashmais of Taisis is that according to the Rashbam, this gufa is the chilik in the Mishnah between the nechasim rubim and nechasim muatim. What is the din after we give some of the nechasim to the banis? If afterwards the banim try to sell the nechasim, that's where we find the chilik. By nechasim rubim, the mechir will be chal. Hashenke by nechasim muatim, the mechir will not be chal. This is the mashmais of Taisis, how we understood that b'das Rashbam, this is the chilik in the Mishnah between nechasim merubim and nechasim muatim. So to summarize, we have a number of mahalchim had to answer this kasha of the Rishonim, what lemaisa is the chilik in the Mishnah between nechasim merubim and nechasim muatim. Most Rishonim hold that the chilik is by nechasim merubim, we don't set aside anything for the banis, all of the nechasim stay by the banim, and the banis come to the banim whenever they need money for mezainis. Hashenke by nechasim muatim, we immediately set aside nechasim and we give it either to the banis themselves or to an apetrapis. Taisus Kepshutei argues on this. We did say that Mashah is a different pshat in Taisus. When Taisus asks what's the chilek between Nechasim Rubim and Nechasim Muatim, he's only referring to the member of Ravasi Omer Rav Yechinon, but most Achaim understand Taisus differently. Taisus is asking this kasha of the Rishonim, what is the chilek? And he has two terutzim. One teretz, the chilek is that by Nechasim Rubim there are certain cases where we allow the banim to sell the Nechasim even lechatchila, Mashenke by Nechasim Muatim. The second teretz of Taisus is the whole chilek really is only in a case where it started out as Nechasim Rubim and then it went down to Nechasim Muatim, because otherwise there won't be any Nafkamina Lemaisa. Now we said that the Rashbam is also mashma that he holds not like the Rishonim. It's mashma that he holds even by Nechasim Merubim, we set aside some Nechasim and give it to the banis for their mezainis. However, we said, but that's the Rashbam, we could say another teretz, what is the chilek between Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Muatim? Taisus Minei Obey is mashma that this would be the chilek according to the Rashbam, and that is that by Nechasim Merubim, b'diyeved, if they sell the Nechasim, even after Hamad Bedin, still the Mechira is chal. Mashenkin by Nechasim Muatim, once there's Hamad Bedin, and we already set aside some Nechasim to give it to the banis, there even b'diyeved, the Mechira will not be chal. Now mention another important discussion in the Rishonim about this din of Yisayim Shekadmu Machru b'Nechasim Muatim, Mashem Machru Machru. The Rosh and the Ramban, they bring b'Shem Rav Haigoin, that once there was already a Takanas HaGoinim, the banis could collect for the chiv of mezainis even from metatalin of the person who died, then already there's no difference whether mechira is chal or not, because even if the mechira is chal, the kesef, which is metatalin, that kesef will also be meshubit to the banis for their mezainis. In other words, what Rav Haigoin is saying is that even though medina di gemara, the din is that metatalin is not meshubit for the chiv of mezainis, according to that we understand what the gemara is saying, the member of Yusayim Shekodmu Mochru, Mashemachru Machru, the pshat is because once they sell the karka, now all the sons have is the money that they got for the sale. That money is not meshubid for the banis for their mezainis. However, once there's already a takana segoinim, we discussed this in the previous shir, the goinim were mesakin, that banis can collect for the chiv mezainis even from a tautalin. This takana applies for a balchayv as well. Miyikra din, metautli diyasmi, le balchayv le mishtabdi, a balchayv can only collect from karka which the father left over. If left over metatalin, that's not meshubit to the Baal Chayiv. However, the Goinim were mesakin here as well, that the Baal Chayiv could collect even from metatalin. Once there already was such a takana, Rav Haigun says, then really there's no nafkamina if the mechir is chal or not, because even if the mechir is chal, we'll take the money that the banim got from that mechira and we'll give it to the banim for their chiyuv mezainis. As we'll see, the Rishonim argue on Rav Haigun, and there are a number of interesting points over here. Firstly, the Ramban says that this Rav Haigun is muchach that he holds, not like the Rif. The Rif over here in Eretz Yisrael says a chiddush. He says that even though the takanas ha-goyinim was that metatlin is meshubid for the chiyuv mezainis, still, if the father died and he left over metatlin and nakarka, and the amount of the metatlin was nechasim muatim, so here the din of the Mishnah, which says that by nechasim muatim habani sizoinu v'habanim yushul al psachim, that din does not apply. The Rif explains because since mi'ikar din, there is no shibud at all on metatlin for the banis to take for the chiyuv mezainis. Even though the Takanas HaGoinim said that the Metaltlin is Meshubid, still they did not give a stronger schus in that Metaltlin to the Bonis more than the Bonim. The Takanas HaGoinim will only make them equal, and therefore the din will be that both the Bonim and the Bonis could be Nizoin from these Nechasim. The Bonis will not have any priority. And the Ramban says that this Rav Haigun, which we mentioned previously, who says that if the Bonim sell the Nechasim by Nechasim Watim, then after the Takanas HaGoinim there's no Nafkamino, whether the sale is Chal or not, either way, the money which the banim got from the sale, that's like metatlin, and that money is meshubah to the banis. Now, which Rav Haigun says that there's no nafkamina over here, whether the mechira is chal or not. The Ramban says it's muchach that Rav Haigun held, and not like the Rif, because according to the Rif, there is a nafkamina. Had the sale not been niskayim, and there would still be karka over here, so by nechasim mewatim, the din is that the banis have priority on that karka. The banis will get all of it for their mezainis, and the banim will not have anything. Now that we're saying that the mechira is chal, so even though the mois which they have, the proceeds of this sale, are metalton and they are meshubit for the mezainis of the banis, still according to the Rif says in this case when there's metaltolin, which is nechasim muatim, then the banim and the banis are equal. So the nafkamina, whether the sale is chal, would be, if the mechir is nachal, then the banis would get everything. If the mechir is chal, now what we have is metaltolin, then the banim and the banis would be equal. So this is one in the kudo, the Ramban says that Rav Haigun is muchach, not like the Rif. The Meis Narban himself argues on Rav Haigun for this reason. He says, because we do hold like the Rif, that which the Rif says is misnaber. And the Rosh argues on this Nakuda and he says that Rav Haigun is not necessarily a stira to the Rif. Even if he would hold like the Rif, that had the father left over metaltolin, then the banim and the banis would be equal, which the Rosh also says is a milsa de mistabra, would make sense that even after the takanas ha-ga'inim, they didn't say that the banis would have more of a schus in this case than the banim, rather they would be equal. Still, the Rosh says Rav Haigun is not a stira to this Rif, even then Rav Haigun could be maskim to the Rif, and only in this case where originally what the father left over was karka, and now the karka has been sold, once it's a takanas ha-ga'inim that the metaltan is also meshubid, then this metaltan would be the same as the karka which the father left over, and then the banis would have priority over the banim. So this is an interesting machlokes between the Ramban and the Rosh, whether the Rif and Rav Haigun are a stira. Is there as far to say that even the Rif would be maskim that in this case, where the father left over karka and the karka was sold, now you have the money from the sale, once there's a takanas ha-ga'inim that this money is meshubir for the mezainis, can we say as far that here the banis would have priority over the banim, since originally what was left was karka, and on that karka the banis did have priority? Now this Rosh is in the end of Siman Aleph. The Rosh in Siman Beis continues to discuss this nidoin. When we say Yisayim Shekodmu Mochru Bin Chosim Watim Masha Mochru Mochru, do the bunnies have any schosim to collect the money of this sale for the Chiv Mizainis? And the Mashmois of the Rosh is that he had it sad to say that even before the Takana Sega'inim, that the bunnies could collect from Metautlin for the Chiv Mizainis, still since that which the father left was Karka, the money which the sons got as a result of selling this Karka, maybe that would be Mishubid, and that Lamaisa of the Rosh says, this is not the din. He says, just like Yosemim who sell Karka, and the father had owed money to a Baal Chayiv, the din is that since Metaltan is not Mishubid to the Baal Chayiv can only collect Karka. The din is that once the Karka is sold, he cannot take the money which the sons got from selling the Karka. Here as well, the Banis have no schus to this money. And Behemshech, the Rosh says, the Sug is Muchach like that, because the Gemara and Esrug is trying to bring a Raya, that even by Nechosim Muatim, the Banim still have certain schusim. For now, which the din is that the Mechira is Chal, the Rosh says if the din would be that even after the Mechira is Chal, the Bonis still have a schus to collect the money of this sale, then this would not be a raya that the Bonim still have a schus in the Nechosim Muatim. Because the only reason we say that the sale is valid is because, anyways, the Bonis do not lose anything, they'll take this money and they'll use it for their Mezainis. Agapam, the Rosh negates that tzad, Surely before the Takanas HaGa'inim, definitely the din is that the Banis cannot collect from this money. After the Takanas HaGa'inim, so the Rosh once again brings Rav Haigoin, who says, once there's a Takana that the Banis can collect from the Metaltalin, so they'll have a schus to collect from this money which the sons got from selling the Karka. And the Rosh himself, Lamaisa, argues on Rav Haigoin. So even though, as we mentioned, the Rosh in the previous Simin, he discussed this Rav Haigoin, and he explained that it's not a steer to the Rif, Lamaisa, either way, Lahalocha, the Rosh argues on Rav Haigoin. And the Rosh explains that even after the Takanas HaGa'inim, that the Banis can collect from the Metaltalin, that's only if the father left over Metaltalin. Here in this case, with the father left over Karka, so now the Karka is gone. Since the din is that the Mechira of the sons is a good Mechira, the Banis cannot go and take the Karka away from the Lakuchis, so now already the Banis lost all of their Schusim, and even the Metaltalin, even the Kesef, which the sons got from the Mechira, on that also they won't have any Schus to collect it, because it's not Metaltalin that the father left over. The Takanas HaGa'inim was only for money which the father left, that the Banis can collect from. This money here is new money, it's not money that the sons got from the father, therefore it's not Meshubit to the Banis for the Mezainis. The Rosh compares this to a case of a Milva Alpeh, where the father died, he had Chavis to someone, and the Baal Chayv comes to collect the Chavis La'achar Misa, so before the Takanas HaGa'inim, the Baal Chayv can only collect Karka. After the Takanas HaGa'inim, he could even collect from Metaltalin. As we mentioned before, the Takanas HaGa'inim is by a Baal Chayv as well. And if the case is that it's a milvah alpeh, a milvah alpeh, we know the din is that if the sons will sell the karka, so the Baal Chayv cannot come and take the karka away from the lakuchis. Only by a milvah b'shtar is there a din that a Baal Chayv can take the karka away from the lakuchis. In this case, the Rosh says, if the sons will sell the karka la'achar misa, so the karka itself, the Baal Chayv cannot collect, because it was a milvah alpeh. If the Baal Chayv comes to collect the money, which the sons got as the proceeds of this sale, there also the Rosh says the din will be that the Baal Chayv cannot collect this Metaltalin, even though there's a Takanas HaGa'inim that the Baal Chayv can collect Metaltalin. Again, that's only Metaltalin which the father left over. This money is considered new money. It wasn't something that they got from the father, even though it did come as a result of selling the karka which they got from the father. Still, the din is that the Baal Chayv cannot collect this money. The Ma'aseh of the Pepuli Chavrift over here on the Rosh, he points out that Rav Haigoin himself actually argues on this din as well. The Torah in Chesham Mishpat Simon Kov Zayin brings b'shem Rav Haigoin that in this case of the Milva Alpeh, where the son sold the karka of the father, Rav Haigoin held that the Baal Chayv can come and take away this money once it's a Takanas HaGa'inim to collect from Metaltalin. That would include in this case also they could take the money which the sons got from selling the karka. So to summarize, in this shaila we really have four tzadim. In this case, where the father left over karka and the sons sold the karka, now they have the money from the sale. What is the din as far as the Banis collecting this money for the Rechiv Mezainis? So the first tzad is to say that even before the Takanas HaGa'inim, since the father left over karka, this money would have the same status as karka, and therefore the Banis would be able to collect from it even before the Takanas HaGa'inim. The Rosh had such a tzad, but he said that the sug is muchach, not like this. We don't seem to find any sheet as a whole like this l'maisa. The second tzad is that even though before the Takanas HaGa'inim, the Banis will not be able to collect from it, but after the Takanas HaGa'inim, the Banis can collect from Metaltalin, and they would be able to collect from these nechasim. This is the sheet of Rav Haigoin. However, there are two variations how to explain this tzad. And Rabban understands that if you say that the Banis can collect from this money, it has the same status as Metaltalin, Lachar Takanas Chachamim, then it would be the same as if the father had left over Metaltalin. Therefore, according to the Rif, who says that if the father leaves over Metaltalin, which are Nechasim Muatim, then the Banim and the Banis are equal, here as well the Banim and the Banis will be equal. The Rosh, however, understood Bedas Rav Haigoin that after the Takanas HaGa'inim, the Banis can collect from this Metaltalin, now already it will be better than had the father left over Metaltalin. If the father would have left over Metaltalin, we would have said, like the Rif says, that the Banim and the Banis would be equal by Nechasim Muatim. Now that the father left over Karka, according to Rav Haigoin, we look at this money, the proceeds of the sale, as the replacement of the Karka. This is really the Yesod of Rav Haigoin. He doesn't hold that this money is looked at as new money. Had it not been looked at as the replacement of the Karka, it would not have been Meshuvah Bechlal to the Banis. It would be like new money that the Yesod got La'achar Misa. That's not Meshuvah at all, even La'achar Takanas HaGa'inim. And therefore, since Rav Haigoin holds that this is the replacement of the karka, so it would have the same status of karka, even by Nechasim Muatim, the Banis would have Kadima over the Banim. This is how the Rosh understands B'das Rav Haigoin, and not like the Ramban. And the fourth tzad is the way the Rosh himself holds. He argues entirely on Rav Haigoin, and he holds that even La'achar Takanas HaGa'inim, the Banis will not be able to collect from this money of the sale. Since this money was not something that the sons received from the father, this is considered new money, and the Banis will not have any claim to it at all. Now, just speak for a few more minutes about the next Gemara. The Gemara has the Shailo The Rashbam explains the case is talking about where there are enough nechosim for the banim and the banais to have mezainis until the age of bagros of the banais. However, if we take into account the amount which is necessary for the mezainis of the almana, then there will not be enough nechosim. The question is, do we consider these to be nechosim merubim or nechosim muatim? Now the Rashbam explains that on that side that it's considered nechosim muatim, then what happens is that the banais and the almana have first rights over the banim. We take from the nechosim that which is necessary for the mezainis of the almana and for the mezainis of the banais, and only if there's still left afterwards, then the banim will get something. In other words, the almana over here is also taking precedence over the banim, the same way the Mishnah says by nechosim muatim, habanis nizoinu v'habanim yishul al psachim, then as far as the almana is concerned as well, she's also getting mezainis over the banim, and the banim will be yishulu al psachim. Now Tosis over here at the bottom of the Omer and Dibur Maschol Mi Aminon, Tosis is mechadish that the tzad of the Gemara over here at this point, that the almana will also get mezainis over the banim, that's only in the case where there are both banim and banais. Since in that case the banis are already getting mezainis over the banim, then there's a tzad to say that the almana as well will also get over the banim. However, in a case where there are only banim and almana, then it's possible that we will not say this din that the almana gets mezainis over the banim. So even though the Mishnah says that by banim and banais, the mezainis of the banis takes precedence over the banim and the banim will be yishulu al psachim, by banim and almana we will not say that the almana gets mezainis and the banim will be yishulu al psachim. And Taisus explains the pshat is because by banim and almana, since the banim get a yerusha midiraisa, and almana is not a bas yerusha bechlal. In other words, she's not a person who is ever eligible for yerusha. A wife never gets the yerusha from her husband. Here the Chacham did not want to be misaken this din to consider it nechasim watim and give everything to the almana, because that will be oikur the din yerusha, and therefore here the din will be that the banim and the almana will be nizoin together. Dafka by banim and banais, where banais are eligible for yerusha. Had there not been any banim, then the banis would have gotten the yerusha. Over here the Chacham were misaken this din that the banis will get mezainis over the banim and the banim will be yishulu al psachim. And similarly Taisa says if there are only banis and almana, also, we're not going to say this din that the almana gets over the banais, since in this case the banais are the ones who are supposed to get the yerusha, and almana is not eligible for yerusha. We're not going to be oikud the din yerusha and give everything to the almana. The whole shaila of the gemara is, Taisus explains, dafka in this case where there are already banim and banais, and there already is a takanas chachamim, the din of nechasim muatim, that the banais will get mezainis over the banim. Here, the gemara suffix to say that maybe the almana in this case also will have that takana. This is the side of the Gemara that the Almana is Mimait bin Nechosim, which means that if there's not enough Nechosim for the Banim and the Banis and the Almana to all have Mizainis until the age of Bagros of the Banis, then that will be considered now Nechosim Muatim. We'll take all the Nechosim which are necessary for the Banis and the Almana, and the Banim will only get if there's still something remaining after that. Now Tosis continues on further and he says that the Safak of the Gemara later on in Amud Beis, Amunasa Yubas Ezimihem Kaidemes, there also, it's not talking about a case where there's only a bas and a almana, because as Taisa said previously, in that case, the Chacham were not misakin the din of nechasim muatim, that the almana should get all of the nechasim over the banais. The Gemara and Beis does come out the way lemaskana that almana eats al abas, almana nizoynis v'abas tishal al psachim. And the case over there is also talking about that there are banim and banais. So once there really is a takana of nechasim muatim to give the banais mizoynis, so anyways, taking the yerusha away from the banim, then right, there's a takana to give it to the almana, and the almana will even get it over the banais. That Masha over there on Taisus points out, this is very important, Nekuda, what is the chilk between the Gemara Nomad Aleph, which had a suffix, if the almana is memayit ben nechosim, which as we explained, the suffix of the Gemara is, do we say that the almana also has this din, that she gets the mezainis over the banim, her mezainis takes precedence even over the mezainis of the banim, or that she does not have this din, and her mezainis will not take precedence over the banim? And Amar Beis was pashut to the Gemara that the Almana does have this din, this takana to get mezainis over the banim, and the Gemara's suffix was whether the Almana gets it even over the banais, and the Gemara was pashut that the Almana does take precedence over the banais. Why here Amar Beis is it pashut to the Gemara that there is this takana schachamim that of nechasim muatim that the Almana should get for their mezainis over the banim? So the Mashal explains that the two Gemaras are talking about two different cases. The case of Amar Aleph is talking about where there are enough nechasim for the banim and the banis to have for their mezainis until the banis reach the age of bagros. So if you don't take the Almanah into the Cheshbin, it would have the status of Nechasim Merubim. The case on Amar Beis is talking about where there are only enough Nechasim either for the Mezainis of the Banais or for the Mezainis of the Almanah. And the Pshat in this Chilik is that if there are enough Nechasim for the Banim and the Banais, the case of Amar Aleph, if we wouldn't take the Almanah into the Cheshbin, it would be considered Nechasim Merubim. That would be considered that we're keeping the Din Dereisa, the Yerusha Dereisa, that Be'esim and the Nechasim are going to the Banim, and the Banais just have a Schus to get Mezainis. Here the Gemara has a tzad to say that maybe we should not say that the Almanah is Memayip in Nechasim and put it into the category of Nechasim Muatim, because that will change already the Din Yerusha Dereisa. In other words, the same way the Taisa says that if there's only Banim in Almanah, the Chum would not be Mesakin the Din of Nechasim Muatim to change the Din Yerusha Dereisa, so too in this case, where there are Banim, Banis, and Almanah, but since the Banim and the Banis have enough for Mezainis, it would still be considered Nechasim Merubim. Here the Gemara has a tzad to say that maybe we should not say the takana that Almanah should get Nechasim, and that will make it into Nechasim Muatim, because then already that will change the Din Yerusha Dereisa. Now we're going to take off Nechasim for the Banis and for the Almanah, and they're going to have precedence over the Banim. That we won't do, because without taking Almanah into account, it would still be considered a kiyum of the din Yerusha. Mashenkin, the Gemara Amud Beis, the Mashal explains, is talking about where anyways the Banim are not going to get. Because even if we don't take the Almanah into account, there's not enough for the Banim and the Banais, it's already considered Nechasim Muatim, even without factoring the Almanah. So either way, the Takanas Chacham already was Oikar the Din Yerusha Dereisa, we're not going to give the Nechasim to the Banim, and therefore it's Pashut that the Almanah in this case also would have a Schus to get Mezainis over the Banim. The Takanas Chacham would apply to the Banis as well, they also have a Schus to get Mezainis over the Banim. Now already the Gemara Safik just is, who should take precedence, the Almanah or the Bas? In this case, the Banim anyways are not getting it, it's very Nechasim Watim even without the Almanah. And here the Gemara concludes the Maskana that the Almanah takes precedence over the Banais.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.